you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
The winter high school sports season actually started this past Friday as the Carbon Dino Swim Squad traveled on the road to Skyline. It'll continue today with the Emory Spartan Swim Squad playing host to a meet at the Emory County Aquatic Center. And of course, we'll follow the swim teams extremely close. But also yesterday, the Emory High School wrestling team held their annual tryouts there, preparing for the season, which will officially begin on November 22nd on the road against the Union Cougars. Returning for his fourth year as head coach of the wrestling program is Coach Kurt Christiansen, and he's joining us over the phone right now. Coach, a pleasure as always. Thank you.
Man, it's good to be back.
It's that time of the year, Coach. The winter sports season is finally upon us. In fact, you guys with the wrestling program, you've been out and about already. Earlier this week, yesterday actually, you guys held tryouts and some conditioning, right, for the team?
Yeah, we got them all out yesterday and got them tired.
That's a good thing, right? I mean, I'm sure you have a lot of double sport athletes or maybe even three sport athletes, which means these kids are trying to transition from the fall to the winter.
Yeah, you know what, though? A good share of my athletes are out, the Macarillo boys and Chase Christiansen and my son Corby. They're kind of coming off of a high season on the cross-country team. Congrats to the state champion cross-country team, by the way.
Yeah, that definitely helps out, doesn't it, as far as...
Those boys are hard-nosed, tough,
yeah,
strong-minded kids, and they all have a great foundation in wrestling. So we're excited about it.
I always look for some of the sports that kind of complement one another, Coach. Obviously, football and wrestling are always going to be tied together because of the physicality of the two sports. But cross-country and track and field, I've always felt really go with wrestling just based off an endurance and a stamina standpoint.
Yeah, for sure, and footwork, too. I mean, these guys that are wrestlers, they got to have pretty quick feet. So it works both ways, you know. And I really encourage my guys to try to do both. But I've got some golfers and I've got some rodeo kids too that are coming out that are pretty tough, and those would be the boys that have been doing, you know, preseason conditioning with me, and I think they're all ready to go. We're pretty excited. This is probably the deepest team that I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is we have, you know, 706-pound weight class kids. I mean, and every one of them's wrestled junior league with us, so they have an amazing background in wrestling, and their foundations are strong. We're not starting from scratch this year. I do have a couple of newbies, but even they wrestle a little bit in junior high school. So we're going to come in and make a big statement this year, I think.
You know, wrestling again, and talking about some of those other sports like cross country and like track and field and maybe even swimming. I mean, it's one of those sports, Coach, where you have to have the numbers, because one of the big killers for you guys, I know in the past when we talk about some of these duels, is forfeiting weight classes. So what do the numbers look like right now?
Like I just told you, we're really strong through 170 pounds. I'm missing three weight classes right now. I think we may get Drake Hoffman down to 220 before the season's over, but he's going to be at 285 right now. So we were looking forward to having Lon Huntsman come in and maybe fill the 182 spot, but he came in yesterday with a bulge disc that he had right towards the end of the football season. I know he sat out his last game, and he got an MRI, and he's got doctor's appointments this week to see how long that's going to take him to heal up. But we're hoping to get him back before the end of the season. But it's going to be a struggle for us again with three empty weight classes. But, you know, we bang out 69 points with everybody else winning, and we won't have a hard time winning duels either.
Sure, sure. You guys said goodbye to a lot of seniors that played a pretty intricate role within this wrestling program over the last couple of years, especially in the upper weight classes, Coach. You have three seniors this year. You have three seniors. Out of those three seniors that you have this year, is it going to be difficult to fill that leadership role?
You know what? It's not. Newt is leading the drills, and my juniors right now are amazing. I've got five or six juniors that are returning state placers. So, you know, the room's full of guys that know how to wrestle and know how to work hard. So, you know, leadership's not an issue with us. You know, Newt stepping in and leading all of our workouts. And, you know, he came in ranked second at 160. He had last year he was at 160 and was a reserve state champion there. Excuse me, he's at 170, and they have him ranked second over a kid that he beat last year. So I don't understand that, but we're really looking forward to another good run with Newt being a title winner, and we got AC. He's ranked second right now at heavyweight. And, I've got a whole bunch of guys ranked right now. Preseason rankings came out, and they had my team ranked fifth. And to be honest with you, as tough as the room looks right now, we may be able to push up to three. And that's a very realistic number for us this year.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Kurt Christiansen of the Emory High School wrestling team as we preview the 2017-2018 campaign. Coach, with that being said, you've gone in this now 4 years as head coach at Emory High School. I know the time has just flown by. I can't believe you've been there for 4 years already. What are some of the things that you continue to improve on as a coach that you look forward to implementing this year?
Well, I'll tell you the first one, I've always kind of been a fit person and worked hard, so We've always started practice out really tough, and kind of we've lost too many numbers. And so my goal this year is to maybe bring them along a little slower and get them in the kind of shape I can get them in, but maybe not scare them off so much this year. I know it's going to be tough and it's going to be hard because we have to push hard because, we have such a tough season and we got to get fit so we don't get hurt. But at the same time, I think I can – I'm learning how to break them in a little slower and maybe a little wiser. The other thing is I'm building a really good team of coaches. It takes a team to build a team, and without enough guys to help with the technique, when there's only one of you can only work with so many kids at a time. So it's really helping to build our coaching staff up. So those are some things we're implementing, and then just using that same formula that we've used in the past to build champions.
Yeah, I think the old saying goes, a head coach is only as good as the coaches that he surrounds himself with. I think that's universally true in every sport.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I've got some really neat guys. Justin Thornley is amazing. Like I said, I've got Robbie Obison returning with us. He's been amazing. And then we added a couple back. Travis Allen wasn't with us last year, and we're getting him back this year. His son's going to be wrestling at 106, so we've got him back in the room. And then I've got Sean Mangum, who was an amazing wrestler when I was in high school. Basically, he was one of my coaches. He was a senior when I was a freshman and a sophomore. And, he and Greg Brown taught me how to wrestle, so it's fun to have him and his voice back in the room. And he brings a lot of technique in. He's been around the world and coached with some of the most amazing coaches in the state of Utah. He helped with Maple Mountain, and he helped with Salem Hills, and he coached at ALA for a while. And, so we've got some really good coaching going on in the room. Of course, now also one of the more exciting things is that Coach Bert Allred is up from the junior high school now teaching the weights program, during the day. And he's a big wrestler, 12 or 14 year head coach at Emory High School. So he's in there in the background. We may not see him a whole bunch, and I'm trying to work on that, but tell you what, he's making a difference in my boys. And if nothing else, he's making a difference in just my own, pushing him hard in the weight room and getting him strong and getting him fit, ready to go.
Coach, anytime we talk about basketball or football or baseball, it seems like we talk about a coaching staff. We know that they have a specific role. We know who the offensive coordinator is. We know who the defensive coordinator is. Wrestling is so different in that regard. I mean, how do you and the other coaches kind of build that camaraderie or build that trust in one another, knowing that you can't work with every kid on technique every day, yet you guys are still kind of teaching the same philosophy?
Yeah, you know what we are, like I mentioned before, with these guys, we've been together for 4 years now, and we brought our boys through Little League together, and we've coached together enough. Now we can about guess what we're thinking just by watching a wrestling match. We're all thinking the same things. We'd all do basically the same things with a little tweak here and there. And that's the other thing that gets neat, is that each of us have our own perspective on maybe the same move. And we'll show these kids all of our perspectives and then let them pick the technique that matches their body style and their personality better. So that's one advantage to having a big coaching staff, is that not only do we have a broad personality spectrum, you know, I'm who I am, and that's who I'm going to be, and I'm probably going to be that tomorrow and next year. But if there's, you know, 10 or 15 of us in there, each one of these boys can find someone that they connect with on a personal level and feel welcome and feel excited about it and get that personal touch that it takes to stay active in our sport. So that's another goal I'm having with having a coaching staff is that, you know, the boys that I can't connect with, and I believe me, I try hard to connect with every boy on my wrestling team, but sometimes it's just tough. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, having a broad spectrum of guys, then we can all get in there, and then we can talk to each other about what we see, what we hear, and how the boys are feeling about what's going on. So I'm really excited, as you can tell. I'm pumped. I've never been so excited about a wrestling team as I have right now. Well, I've always been excited about my individuals, but our team is looking strong.
Has the switching classifications, the realignments, I mean, Emory is now competing at the 3A level and every sport. I mean, does that affect the wrestling program maybe as much as it would affect a basketball, football, baseball, volleyball? I mean, is that something that will affect this team at all, Coach?
You know what? Not as much as you may think, because a good share of the teams that we wrestled came up to the 3A with us. We got a couple of studs. Yes, we did. We got Morgan and we got Tuab, but we left some studs behind, you know, when we left Millard and North Sevier. So, all in all, it's going to be very similar. And bottom line, wrestling is an individual deal anyway. So, mm-hmm. And during the season, we go wrestle 5A, 4A schools, 1A, 2A schools, and I'll tell you, the 1As and the 2As are just as tough as the 4s and the 5s on an individual level. Maybe not on the team level because of the numbers game, but individually, it's the guy who puts in the most work. So, you know, I think we're really sitting in a good position, and our staff is there, and our kids have come through with good technique, and now we're going to get to polish wrestlers instead of teach them how to wrestle. So I feel like we're not starting behind the eight ball.
Again, Coach Kurt Christiansen of the Emory High School Wrestling Squad. Coach, you guys get rolling on November 22nd on the road against Union, right? That's going to be the first actual meet of the season?
Yep, we'll go wrestle Union first.
Well, looking forward to it. It'll be here before we know it, Coach. I definitely appreciate the time today. Thank you once again, and I know we'll talk soon.
You bet. Thanks, Jordan.
Definitely my pleasure. The winter high school sports season, it's off and rolling. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we're going to move over to the national sports scene. I want to put the final touches on the 2017 baseball season, which came to an end last week as the Astros topped the Dodgers in 7 games. Now that the World Series is over with, the hot stove talk is really starting to pick up. And the big name, Giancarlo Stanton. Where is he going to end? And will Derek Jeter's new ownership group try to shed salary immediately? We'll talk some Major League Baseball when we return. It's a Tuesday edition of Drive Time Sports here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.